Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and this is the week we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a fantastic time of year, from Easter to Pentecost, and we've got the ascension of our Lord right there. Jesus has risen from the dead. He's ascended to the right hand of the Father in glory. He sits at the right hand of the Father in all power. Glory and majesty belong to him. All of human history is in his hands, and he's in your corner, and he's for you, and he loves you, and he's come to save you, and he's 100% in all his power, and all his majesty, and his glory, and his love is committed to bringing you home to the Father, to share in that glory, and to participate in his triumph, and what he has accomplished, and what he's won, the great treasure that he's won, literally in his mercy and kindness and graciousness toward us, has destined that you and me and everyone who's baptized into him, and he wants every human being that's ever taken a breath to share in it, the full inheritance that belongs to Jesus. We will become, as St. Peter says, partakers of the divine nature. It's already begun in our baptism, the already and the not yet. The already has begun, but the fulfillment of it all lays before us. It's ahead of us, and it's what we put our hope in. But we hope with confidence, not with discouragement, not just wishful thinking, not just positive thinking, although it's good to be positive, but it's the virtue, it's the theological virtue of hope. It's the confident expectation that the promises of Jesus for us, we will have not only now, but we will inherit and come into in their fullness when we pass from this life. What a treasure, what a joy, and what a source of meaning for each and every one of us. So if you're listening to the program today and things aren't going so well, maybe you lost your job, maybe you're battling cancer, maybe there's heartbreak and sadness in your life, maybe you're battling not only physical ailments, but maybe mental or spiritual and emotional things in your life that are making life very difficult. Maybe you feel in some way like you're always in the caboose at the back of the train and you can't get out of it and make your way up, you know, to first class, as it were. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Don't let him try to convince you that your life isn't worth anything or to diminish you in some way. You literally, if you are baptized into Christ, are destined for eternal glory. You're destined to reign with Christ, to share the splendor and the glory, the beauty, the majesty, the absolute peace and strength and goodness that's in our Lord. This is who we're made to become now by this new birth in Jesus. This is what's beginning to grow up in us. And this is the dignity of your life. This is the source of your hope and the joy that if we internalize this and internalize the relationship that we've been given with Jesus, it will transform us. And the deceiver, the liar, the accuser, the thief, Satan, the murderer, he always comes to steal it, to diminish it if he can't steal it, to convince us that somehow we're on the outside looking in, that we're not good enough, that it won't happen for us, and that somehow we have to do more for it to even become a reality. What we need to do as believers, as people baptized into Christ, as Catholics, is to stand confidently now in our identity as children of God, sons and daughters of God. That's real. That's not hyperbole. That's not just a comforting saying. It's a fact. In Christ, you've been brought into a new life. He's already given you a share in his eternal life. He's given you the promised Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is a new power and a new capacity that gives you a new authority to live an entirely different way of life, to live the life that we see in the person of Jesus. A key part of that is to be able to grasp who he is and to live with an understanding, an ever-growing understanding of his beauty and to be captivated by him. Because if we see his glory, his beauty, and his majesty, his goodness toward us, his loving gaze toward us, it will free us from the many bondages that we confront and we face in this world. Sin, death, the sheer weight of the fallen dimension of this world that can be crushing and discouraging and anxiety-producing in our lives. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's conquered it all. He wants to come and reign in your heart so you can have his peace and you can walk in his authority, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the apostles knew that. They knew what they had. They knew what they had been given in Jesus, even despite their failing, even despite denying him and not standing with him on that night, Holy Thursday, when he was about to face the intensity of the passion that he was destined to face on our behalf and die on a cross in crushing pain and humiliation. Even Peter, as we've mentioned on the program, the scripture is so clear, even Peter followed him at a distance because he was concerned and anxious for his own life. But Jesus is the God of second and third and fourth chances. He gave Peter and the apostles an opportunity to make good on their promise of wanting to follow him and to love him. And he poured out his Holy Spirit on them in Pentecost, and something entirely new happened to them and they became new men. And so I'd like to just take up one of Peter's public witnesses, one of his homilies, you might say, taken. The church has looked at it in this past month or so as we've been looking at the post-Easter readings given to us at Mass and the growth of the church. And I want to follow up on the story of Peter and John healing the lame man, a man who was lame from birth, at the beautiful gate at the temple. The man who was there each day asking for alms. Everybody coming in and out of the temple knew who he was. They'd seen him many times. He probably saw Jesus at some point. But Peter's walking in, and John, and it says this in chapter 3, verse 3. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him with John and said this, "Look at us." I love that line. Peter directed his gaze at the lame man who's looking for, he's probably looking at Peter's hand, wondering if Peter was going to put his hand in his pocket and pull out a coin to give to him. And Peter said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention upon them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk." What does Peter have? What did Peter know he possessed? What Jesus promised he would give them. He said he would send his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would empower him, would give him counsel, would lead him to all truth, and make it possible for Peter and all who follow Christ to do the works that Jesus himself did. Peter's brimming with confidence in Christ. He was given a second chance, and he was going to move fully in the faith and the confidence and the hope that was his as a son of God and what he himself received in the gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And it says, Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. This is one of the responses that is recorded regularly in the New Testament about how people responded to Jesus with wonder and amazement. With wonder and amazement at his authority. Remember that? Even the religious leaders were astounded at his authority, but also amazed at the works of power that he did. The miracles, the signs and wonders. And now Jesus said, "You will do even greater things. You will carry on the work I've begun," because these signs are a witness to the reality of my kingship. I've entered this world that I've created. I've brought my kingdom and my authority. And you who are baptized into me, now you walk in my kingdom and my authority. And so Jesus commissioned the apostles and the 70 and others. And the church reminds us that each one of us have been baptized into Jesus and we walk in his authority. We don't have the exact same authority as Peter in the sense of Peter was the first pope. The apostles were the first bishops established, instituted by Christ. But it's all who are baptized into Jesus who walk in the power of Christ to be able to do the works of Jesus. And then Peter goes on in the temple as people are amazed. Peter takes it as an opportunity to proclaim the truth about Christ. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? And why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk?" Imagine that dramatic scene. Now Peter and John are in Solomon's portico, and the crowd is coming, the word is spreading, and brothers throughout the temple who've heard about it are rushing after them, and they're gazing on them, and they saw or heard of a sign and a wonder. A great miracle had happened. They knew it came through Peter. And so Peter's standing there, an ordinary man, he's a fisherman. And his response is, why are you looking at me like as if what happened was the result of how special I am in some way, that I have power on my own or because of my super piety, my super holiness? He said, no, it wasn't me. And then he began to proclaim Christ, which I know Peter must have been so delighted to be able to do. Peter, who right in that same temple had followed Jesus at a distance, now is going to stand up and identify again, as he did on the day of Pentecost, with Jesus, with his Lord. And notice, it was a work of power. It was a sign and wonder that Jesus said would accompany those who believe. He promised it. And what did that sign and wonder do? First, it healed the man. It allowed him to walk. It's a physical sign of the new creation and the power that Jesus has to make all things new. But what it also did is it captured and captivated the attention of those who were in the temple. And it opened them up, at least for a moment. It opened them up in wonder and amazement at how could this be? Where did this come from? How did this happen? And they were willing to hear. And so Peter took advantage of it. And he said, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses." To this we're witnesses. And Peter goes on to say it's by his name and faith in the name of Jesus that this man was healed. I want to take this up again tomorrow and dive more deeply into Peter's conviction, his passion, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will help each one of us to have that same compassion, to walk in the authority of Christ, and to be used by him for signs and wonders. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.